powerful to take in that message. Your past does not need to equal your future. It's possible to transform the inner stories. It's possible to manifest the things that you want into your life. And it starts with this inner work, so that you start aligning yourself inside for the things that you want outside.
Beautiful. Yes.
Welcome to the Radiant Woman Podcast, where women learn how to become radiant, confident, and own the power and beauty of their sexuality, no matter their size, shape, age, or race. Your host is Tarisha Turok. Visit our website at www.radiantwoman.co.nz to join the Radiant Woman movement. I would love to have you with us. Hey, hi everyone. And this is Tarisha with our Radiant Woman podcast. And today I'm so happy to talk to Katya Rusanen. And she's my friend that we're doing some business coaching together. And Katya helps purpose-driven coaches and healers overcome their limiting stories. And welcome, Katya, to the podcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So Katya is a best-selling author. She's a story coach and also a spiritual mentor, which I really liked, with master's degrees in spiritual psychology and spiritual science. So today we're going to talk about the inner story and success, and how our inner stories affect our success. And I just want maybe Katya to start with, you can define what is inner story and what is success, so listeners can understand it a bit more.
Perfect. I love that question, because inner story, and by the way, we all do have inner stories. These are the stories we tell ourselves after going through an event. And when we go through challenging or even traumatic events, sometimes these inner stories are not supported for us. And they might start influencing how we see ourselves, how we see others, how we see the world.
So is it more kind of about the meaning, right, we make out of what happened with us and the meaning we make out of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's the natural human reaction. When something happens in our mind, we want to give meaning and purpose to that event, because that just helps us to logically see, okay, it meant this, and then I can move on. But sometimes those meanings, they might not even be really accurate, but in our mind, of course, they are. And they might be also, as I mentioned before, they might not be supportive for us.
Okay. And so how do you find success?
So that is depending who we are talking to, because success, I feel like it is a personal level thing. It might mean business success. It might mean for someone relation success. So whatever that is for you that you desire, what is your feeling like seeing the finishing line? Like, if I just would have that, then... Often we say, then I would be happy, because that's
how it goes.
That's how it goes. If I just would have $1 million, then I would be happy. Or if I just would have the love of my life, then life would be perfect. So it is
kind of a finish line, something kind of a finish line that we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. So that definition of success is something that is what you desire, and you yourself having access to that, but also that can be more spiritual perspective, the inner success, like feeling how you want to feel as you are going through life.
I guess for me, it's kind of in a way with the kids and families, like when I feel like I'm a good mom, then I feel like I'm successful. Yeah. And I feel like my kids are kind of happy and connected.
Totally. Yeah. That's your success.
That's my success. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
In life we have ups and downs. That's normal.
Yeah. So I wonder, Katya, how did you come to do this? Inner stories and success. And if I know it, like, you don't just do success, right? There are inner stories and different things, right?
That's right. Because we have, especially I work with the coaches and healers. So that's more in business, where our inner stories can hold us back from sharing our gifts in the world. But I also do work in the visibility, because often there is a lot of resistance to be visible, and then as well money. And I was just talking with you before we started here, and relationship is one area where we have inner stories as well. So how I ended up doing this was because I had a huge limiting inner story, and I carried it for years, and it was really holding me back from experiencing love in my life, experiencing success, because I bought into the belief and I carried the story that I was not enough. And this story is
very familiar.
Yeah, it is a very, very common story. And my story started as when I went through a traumatic event when I was just 16 years old, growing up in Finland. So if you wondered where this accent is from, I was growing up in Finland. And I fell in love for the first time. And maybe you remember also your first love, like the excitement, the bubbling happiness when you are together with your loved one. But unfortunately, my love story did not end with the happily ever after. It ended when I heard the news that my boyfriend had died by suicide.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was so painful. I felt like my heart was shattered into thousands of pieces and really felt like my life stopped.
Wow. That's a big shock, huh?
It really was. And when I was 16, it really felt like end of the world. And it almost was, because I went into a very dark place and I blamed myself. Okay. As I'm very intuitive from an early age, I thought like I should have seen it. Okay. I should have been able to prevent this happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a heavy load, huh?
It was very heavy load, so heavy that I almost took my own life, because uh-huh. I felt like there is no tomorrow. Mm. Luckily, there was a spark of light on the 11th hour that helped me to choose life.
Mm.
And it started my healing journey. But there was this story I carried that it was my fault and that I wasn't enough. I hadn't been attentive enough, attractive enough. I just simply wasn't enough.
Discover how sexually empowered you are, the barriers holding you back, and your unique path to soul fulfilling sexual intimacy. Take our quiz at www.radiantwoman.co.nz/quiz.
And it was there for years, but then when I started my coaching business 10 years ago, these things started coming back up, like not being enough. Not getting clients. Oh, that's because I wasn't enough. And it wasn't until I found a way to shift from life happened to me to see that life happened for me. And that was thanks to several spiritual teachers. They helped me to start seeing that there was lessons that I had learned through this experience. And when I discovered those lessons, I felt like I want to share. And this was a story that I had been kept secret for 15 years. And now I had this calling to share the lessons I had learned so that I could help somebody else.
So maybe, because Katya, it's a powerful story. Huh? And I know that horrible things happen in life. Huh? And at the same time, you kind of can... I call it horrible gifts, you know, there's a horrible thing that happens, but actually what I hear, you kind of found a way to kind of integrate and then kind of give something out of that horrible gift to others. Yeah.
Yeah, because it is truly finding what is there is a gift, even in this challenging and even traumatic experiences. And for me, it's learning to love again, like learning to love myself, learning to love life again. And even if you haven't gone through trauma, I know my story is an extreme story. Mm. And hopefully you haven't needed to go through that sort of experience. But there is also from everyday events, you start telling these stories. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody gives you a certain kind of look and you interpret that look to mean something and that becomes your story. Maybe you want to share something publicly and then your mother-in-law or somebody else gives you a look and then you feel like you need to be quiet or whatever that is. But mm-hmm. these stories happen all the time. I just wanted to bring forward a couple of different experiences here that can be
I wonder if we go with I'm not enough, because this is such a pervasive story. So if we just stay with I'm not enough, right? And if I'm sure everyone can find that story, and your kind of story brings it alive, right? So what would be the steps? What if women, like right now we're sitting, right, and they're checking in, it's like, well, I have that story, so what's the way out?
And thanks for asking that. I love to give some steps, like, well, let's not stay there. It is, first of all, it's possible to transform these inner stories. That's the beauty here. When you are becoming aware, like, what is this story I'm telling myself? And you find it by starting to just observe your thoughts. Like,
well, step one, observing.
Step one is the mind, the mental level, like checking your thoughts. And when you find a story, like, I'm not good enough, what can you tell yourself that would support you more? Because if you keep telling, I'm not good enough, that's not really supportive, is it? So what way, and this is finding your words, maybe it is simply, I am enough, I'm more than enough, or I'm lovable. Whatever that story you want to bring in, just write that down. And I always recommend people to writing these things down on the paper, because our mind is a slippery slope. And we might say something, but this old story has been there so long. So it's repeating, it's an autoplay. So when we want to change it, write that thing down. Put a post-it note near your computer or on your bathroom mirror or wherever you see it to remind you of the new story that you want to tell. And then the second thing is to also check, how do you feel? Like, what's happening within you? In the body, yes. And so often it helps even to just close your eyes for a moment if you're in a safe place and to scan your body from top of your head and to tip of your toes when you think about that old story, I'm not good enough. So just noticing what's happening there. And there might be one particular place that is calling your attention.
I guess for me, it feels like there's this piece in the solar plexus. It's kind of like, okay, it goes backwards. It's like, oh.
Yeah, that's the place I normally feel this specific story to. So what we can do here, I just want to give a little snippet of experience. All you would do, and you can even, if it's a place for you where it's easy to put your hand on, you just put one of your hands on top of that place. And just imagine that you are sending that part love. Just not trying to change it, not trying to make it go away. You're just sending it love and just taking a couple of deep breaths in and out. And just letting that part be there and sending it love. So that's... And then you can, of course, take more time, but that is a very simple way to becoming more aware of what's happening within you and just allowing these things to be, because often they have also a message for you. And often, even though we might feel like, oh, I don't want to know what that message is, like, often they are still there for you. And these feelings, emotions might have something to say that it is actually coming from loving.
So when I connect to that place, I actually really see kind of the little girl like me sitting in the corner somewhere and kind of like this and saying like, oh, I'm just not enough. And yeah. It feels nice to be with that part of me.
Yeah. And often if we see ourselves in the as a child or younger years, what we can do as well is just send love to that little one within us and just embracing that little one if they allow, of course. But it's also a great opportunity for healing.
Are you done with feeling sexually dissatisfied? Watch my free class to discover your unique path to feeling free, sexy, and attractive in your own skin and enjoying a soul-fulfilling sexual intimacy. Watch the class at www.radiantwoman.co.nz/class.
And then the third one would be...
First one is to become aware of the mind. Second of the emotions. Okay, and third one...
is then the actions or non-actions. So what do we do or don't do in the area where you want to experience success, whether it is relationship, whether it's your business? So just noticing, like as this story was running this show, what did I do or I didn't do because of this story? And then...
It's like I stopped doing my Facebook lives and I was like, why have I stopped it? It felt good. And it's like this part of it is like, well, this is good enough.
There we go. So you found it. And one of the things is when we find that thing, like, okay, what could be one microscopic action? And I use the word microscopic, so it's not a leap. It's a little thing, a little step forward that you would agree to do, you would commit to do to move yourself forward.
I can do 30 seconds Facebook Live. That's instead of 5 minutes that I usually do, I can do 30 seconds.
There you go. So that's a microscopic action. Like, okay.
I mean, you're making me commit right now. Okay.
So, and you can give yourself, as it is often challenging, and thank you, Teresa, for playing with me and sharing, because then it's like, okay, by when do I do this? And I often recommend do it now, because the longer you play with this thing, oh, it gets bigger and bigger, and then we have more and more resistance. But it's like, okay, it's 30 seconds. I can do it. And even if I don't have anything to say, I just say happy holidays or whatever that is. Like just showing up.
Well, we'll stop this and I'll do it right away. I've got time. Yeah.
And it's again like checking what's the story that you are telling yourself. And then there as well, as we are taking action, as we are planning this action, just again, check what's happening in your mind, what's happening in your body.
It's going to be good enough that I need to be more prepared. That's,
yes.
Yeah.
It is. Because it's, again, you have a choice. And that's the beauty when we become aware of our inner stories. We do have a choice. But if these stories are just running the show, we just don't know. So the awareness is really the key here to start the transformation. And it's, as we did here, it's very simple, just starting up with the observation, what's happening. So hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah, no, cool. So if we just say it again, so first step is to become aware, right, of the story in the mind. Right. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we connect to the emotion and send the love in the body. Mm-hmm. And third, we commit to the action. It's like more fourth steps, right? Then we do the action. Action.
Yeah, the third step would be like finding the what we do or don't do, and then you can.
So it's four steps, decision. Actually. Yeah, because you actually have to do the action. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have a choice. You don't have to, okay. But you can choose to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to go forward, yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, and just want to point out here as well, and sometimes we started now with the mind, but sometimes we might feel something, like something really pushed our pattern. So then you can start this with the emotion, just noticing what's happening within me, like, ooh, I feel anger, I feel whatever that would be for you. And just noticing where it is in your body. And then you might go into this story. What am I telling here about the situation? What's the story? So you can start from different places as well.
Okay.
Just wanted to point that out because sometimes the emotion is so strong. That
quite often, I think that's the here way it goes, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So I wonder, what would be your, if you connect kind of and feel into the women who are listening, what would you be your message to them? And kind of what do you feel like is important to say to women who are listening, who are caught up in the stories?
I think the key here is that your past does not need to equal your future. Because that is really powerful to take in that message. Your past does not need to equal your future. It's possible to transform the inner stories. It's possible to manifest the things that you want into your life. And it starts with this inner work so that you start aligning yourself inside for the things that you want outside.
Hmm. Beautiful. Yes. We can create a different future, but we have to become aware of the past.
That's right.
Be able to shift it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's the past can be just a lesson for us. It's important to heal and clear if there is any hurts in the past, but then also like really stepping towards the future that you want. And that path can be a stepping stone for you. It doesn't need to be a stumbling block. It can be a stepping stone for you towards the future that you desire.
Beautiful. So, Katya, I wonder, how can people find more about you and what are you excited about in your work?
I am super excited to help people to transform these inner stories so that they can have the freedom to really have the life, live the life that they desire. And you can find me on social media. I am on Facebook and almost all of these social media platforms, but you find it under my name, Katya Ruslanen, and I guess you put it on the chat, or the comments, because my name comes from Finland. So Katya Ruslanen and number 22 as numbers is my Facebook page. And you can find me on Instagram as well under Katya Ruslanen and LinkedIn as I'm there too. Under Katya Ruslanen, and you can visit my website to find out more around the stories and how to transform them. So it is katyaruslanen.com, and I write there my a monthly blog for inspiration.
Thank you so much, Katya, and listeners, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Radiant Woman Podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. Please leave a review and subscribe. And visit us at www.radiantwoman.co.nz to discover your unique path to becoming a sexually empowered radiant woman. And remember, you are radiant. You are lovable. You are so much more than enough.